Today we're going to be speaking about the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Yisachar. That Yaakov tells him that he is like a donkey, like a chamor, that this chamor, he's always busy by day and by night. He doesn't sleep in the house. And he pashut is totally devoted to his master, which means like Yisachar is going to have upon himself the oil hatoira, and he tells him, "Vayar menucha kitoiv es aretz kineima." He sees that menucha kitoiv, and the simple taich is that he had a land that was able to give out good fruits, etc. And therefore, and he's going to be totally the rabbonim, which are going to be paskening dinim for Klal Yisrael. And that is the standard understanding of the bracha of Yisachar. There is a fascinating Zohar where the Zohar asks the question that why was Yisachar given the bracha of a chamor, dafke a donkey? The Zohar asks, if he's involved in Torah, why don't we give him the muscle of a sus, a horse, which can hold a stronger load than a donkey, or a aryeh, or a lion, or a nomer, or a leopard? Why chamor? Why does he pick a chamor? And the Zohar answers, because the chamor is different than the other animals. It doesn't bite, it doesn't go back on its owner, on its master. It doesn't have gaive, gasus haruach, like a sus. And it's satisfied, and it just, wherever it puts its head down, that's where it is. And so too, Yisachar is going to learn Torah without gaive, without using the chokhmah against the Eivishter, because sometimes you can learn Torah, and Adarabe, the Torah that you learn, Nasile Samovis, you're totally devoid of Elikus. And he'll realize that Gashmius is not the Iker, and like we say in Pirkei Avot, Paspa Melech Teichal, Valoretz Tishon, that you just basic, in order to be a Talmud Chacham, your Mamis Atzmo Yalel, you put yourself on the side, and you dedicate yourself totally to Torah. So the Rebbe's father actually, in his Biurim on the Zohar, he goes through the fact that the Zohar picks three other animals. And he says that it's not Stam that the Zohar picked these animals. Sus, Aryeh, Nomer, and Chamor represent four Dargis of Limud HaTorah. Sus represents Malchus, Maisa. Aryeh, the lion, represents Midois. Nomer represents Seichel. And Chamor represents Bittul, which correspond to the four different Dargis of Limud HaTorah. Sus represents Mikra. Aryeh represents Mishnah. Nomer represents Talmud. And Chamor represents Pnimius HaTorah. And if you understand that Chamor represents Pnimius HaTorah, that Yaakov Avinu was giving a very, very special bracha to Yisachar. Yisachar, we know, is really made up of two words. Everyone asks, if the name is Yisachar, why is there an extra shin? The way you spell Yisachar is Yud Shin Shin Chaf Reish. L'chayda, we don't say Yisachar. Why is there an extra shin or sin in the name Yisachar? So the Mefarshim explain that the word Yisachar is really two words. Yesh Schar. That's really the understanding of the word Yisachar. Yesh Schar, that there is reward. Now, what is the source of the reward? And not Stama reward. The reward of Geula, like it says, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil to each tzaddik. Shin Yud Oilemis, 310, the word Yesh. Yesh Sachar means that the Eibishter is going to give the reward of Shin Yud to each tzaddik. What chus does the tzaddik have to get this reward? What chus brings Mashiach? So the answer is Chamor. Now, what does that have to do? So on a simple level, Chamor means that because we had to fight with the Chumriyas, because we had to fight with the Gashmiyas, because we had to deal with Gashmiyas, Dikanisyoinis, so therefore the Eibishter gives us the Schar. What do we get at the Malachim? What do we accomplish that the Malachim can't accomplish? They don't deal with the Chumriyas. They don't deal with the Gashmiyas. Because we have the Nisyoinis of Olam Hazeh, therefore, we get the Schar that the Malachim don't. On a deeper level, based on the Yom Yom that's coming up on Chav Cheshvat, which you know that the Baal Shem Tov says, Kisira Chamor Seinacha Reivetz Tachas Masoi, that when we see our goof, and we look at it as Chumriyas, and we know it's Seinacha, and we hate it, it's Gashmiyas, it's Chumriyas, and V'chadaltam Yazoivle, most people will say, let's destroy the goof, let's break the goof. And comes along the pasuk and says, Ozoiv Tazoiv Imoi, Adrava, your job is to elevate the goof. Your job is to make a dira b'tachtoinim. So Chamor represents the avoid of making the dira b'tachtoinim, of elevating the chumriyas of Olam Hazeh, not just not falling prey to the temptations of Olam Hazeh, but rather elevating the Olam Hazeh. I heard a geshmak of Lord. The one time someone asked one of our holy rabbeim, I forget which one, what's the difference between Musar and Chassidus? And they gave a moshul. And the moshul was like this, that there was somebody, that there was a ganiv that was attempting to break into their house. So there were two types of people. One person, he had a whole alarm system that every time the ganiv came, he would scream, ganiv, ganiv, ganiv. The other person didn't put up an alarm system, but he was so smart, he was watching the ganiv. And when the ganiv came into his house, he chopped him and he gave him to the police. What's the difference between the two? The first guy is always going to have to be busy with this ganav. Because he's any moment the ganav could come from a different angle, because the ganav is still at large. The second person, he dealt with the ganav once and for all. So one of our rabbeim said that Musar, when you have a tithe of Olam Hazeh, it screams ganav, ganav, so it pushes it away. Tomorrow comes like a different tithe. It comes. You never really dealt with your Nefesh HaBahamas. Chassidus, you're able to bring your Nefesh HaBahamas to court. You're able to actually elevate and work on your Nefesh HaBahamas. You actually bring it into your house and you make a mensch out of your Nefesh HaBahamas. And that is the second type of Chamor. And what schus do we have? Yes, schar. What schus do we have? The schar of Moshiach. That's because we elevated our Chumriyas. But according to the Blavik's pshat, it's even deeper. That what yesh yisachar, what schus brings the geula, the yesh schar, the shinyu the oilemis, that's the avoid of chamor, it means limut primius atoiro. We know that the Baal Shem Tov said that a mosai, the Mashiach was told by Mashiach, a mosai kos yamar lech shifutsu mainasecha, that it's specifically through primius atoiro, soit shebetoiro, that brings about the schar. So Chamor represents this avoida of bringing Moshiach. The Mefarshim actually point out something fascinating, that the name Yisachar is actually the same gematria of 830. That's Yisachar. 830 is the same gematria as the word Lases, to give. What does that do with anything? If you add up the amount of time that the two Bate Mikdashes existed. The first Beis HaMikdash was 410. The second Beis HaMikdash was 430. It comes out that 420. Together it is 830. That we say that the Eibishter lost his Lemezari, that the Eibishter gave us Eretz Canaan. So Yisachar, the Gematria of 830, represents all the years of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the V'yar Menucha Ki Toiv. It doesn't just refer to the land itself. The same way, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, You need to have menucha. That's why, and it says about Mashiach, that the reason why the Chachamim wanted to have the Moshav Mashiach, in order to be limud haTorah, in order to have Yisachar, you have to have Yar Menucha Kitoiv. You have to have the Zman of Moshav Mashiach. Because without the Pnuyim haTorah b'Chachmasa, without that Menucha, you can't properly open up your mind, you can't properly open up your heart, you can't properly understand all the Inyonim, especially the Torah of Mashiach. And even more than that, Vesa'aretz ki no'ema, that there's a certain deher over here. And this we see by the Rebbe. The first inyan of the Rebbe is that basi legani. How do we look at this world? Not that the world is chas v'sholim, a jungle, but rather the world is gamei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Yisachar understood Vesa'aretz ki no'ema, that Olam Hazeh, the Chumrius, Noema, this Davke Toiva Oretz, Moed Moed, this is Gamei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our Avoida, is to have, to realize that we're not Oivid the Eibishter Amanas L'Kabo Prast. In other words, Yisachar is not the person that's thinking about the reward, his personal reward, rather the ultimate reward of the Eibishter's Gili Elikus Lamato. Yemais HaMashiach is not a Dovert study, but it's the Chelek of the Etzem HaAvoida.